Welcome to the Advice for Ambition podcast, Life's Lessons on One Place. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and in this podcast, we'll be interviewing people in various walks of life, various stages of their life, and various careers. I hope this podcast will be a way for you, the listener, to be able to find your inspiration and your aspirations in life. Thank you for listening, and let's get right into the episode. Welcome back to the fourth episode of Advice for Ambition. I'm not gonna lie, but this week has definitely been a bit more hectic than usual. And so far, I wanted to give some life updates. I am working full-time, so there have been some times where I feel a little overwhelmed with things, if that's the right word. But I hope whatever you guys are going through, know that this too shall pass, and at the end of the day, it's really all about your happiness and making sure that what you're doing today aligns with what you want to be doing or where you want to be in 5, 10, even 15 years from now. So with that, I want to cut into our topic for this week. I will be following the schedule that's more bi-weekly now, so every other week, we'll be doing an interview, and then the weeks in between, we'll do hot topics. So for this week's topic, I figured I would talk a little bit about tuition. So this was a really difficult part of my college transition because I paid for college myself, and I didn't have any assistance from my parents. So I figured I would talk a little bit about how I found funding for college via scholarships, grants, and my part-time jobs. So a little bit about my tuition that I actually paid. So I went to Temple University, which was in Philadelphia, and I paid my tuition total every year was about $16,000 to $20,000, since it increased about $1,000 every year. And my family didn't really make that much money, so because of that, I did get a bit more federal grant money than other people might have. But overall, I probably got about $13,000 after grants, scholarships, and other federal aid. And since my tuition that year was about $16,000 or a little over $16,000, I still had to pay $30,000 out of pocket, but I did have some savings from my part-time job in high school, so that was mostly where that money came from. I originally took out a loan for $1,500. I think it was unsubsidized, or whichever one was the better option for interest, and I ended up canceling that loan because I figured I might as well just pay out of pocket since I was able to at that point. So from there, I still worked up to 3 part-time jobs at a time in college. So making ranged from probably $7.50 to about $10 an hour. So I accumulated a decent amount of savings for my part-time jobs because I was pretty frugal and I didn't really like to spend too much money on things that weren't necessary. So most of my money went towards food, transportation to and from school, and my tuition, as well as any other school or textbook fees that I needed to pay. And my sophomore year was also about the same. I paid around $4,000 out of pocket for my tuition, but it wasn't until my junior year and my senior year where I really started looking into my options. For example, the types of scholarships that I could get and fellowships that I could apply for. So that was really what caused me to start thinking about what other financial benefits that I could get before I actually graduated college. So I started applying to basically any scholarship that I felt like was a good fit for me. I would probably spend about 5 to 10 hours a week just writing scholarship essays the summer of my sophomore year because I was doing an undergrad research study or undergrad research program, and that basically gave me a lot more time since I only worked 2 days a week. So I spent the rest of my time mostly just writing essays for scholarships because I didn't have a paid internship at the time. So I wanted to find a better way to make money for my tuition the next year. And then I found probably about 10 to 15 scholarships that I felt like were a good fit for me. And then after applying to them, you actually realize that a lot of the essays, the topics, the questions, and really what they want you to write about are similar. So even if I wrote about my future goals in life, there could be another scholarship that asked about what kinds of hardships that I went through and how that impacted me and made me who I am today. So if you really think about it, those two topics kind of go hand in hand because what you went through in life really shapes who you want to become in life and the goals that you have. So that made it really easy for me to be able to take an essay and basically make it into 10 essays because it was really about the same things. So then after applying to those handful of scholarships and fellowships, I applied to a bunch online, and most of them were on fastweb.com or any website like that that basically had a curated list of scholarships and where you could type in some stuff about you, whether it's your race, your background, your major, or anything really that a scholarship is looking for. And then besides those online external ones, I would also look internally at my school. So there was a fellowship office at my school, and they had a list of scholarships that I could apply for depending on my college and my major. So I also applied to probably two of those. And then at the end of the summer, and also into my fall semester of my junior year, I got back a few responses, and I ended up getting probably 3 or 4 out of those 10 to 15 scholarships. So I would say even spending those hours writing those essays was really worth it, because if I put it this way, so let's say I spent 10 hours writing one essay, and that essay ended up getting me a scholarship that was $3,000 a year. That's basically $300 an hour that you're getting paid to write an essay about yourself, which might not be the easiest topic for everyone, but it's definitely worth the money if you think about it. That's probably the salary that doctors make or pharmacists, so it's definitely something that is worth your time. I know a lot of people don't think that scholarships are worth it because they don't want to spend hours writing an essay and then not get anything in return for their time. But if you really put in the work and write one really good essay, you can basically sign up for any scholarship that you want, twist that essay into the prompt or the question that they're asking, and basically submit that as your essay. I know it may not be a one-size-fits-all, but you can really try to make the shoe fit as well as possible. So at that point in my college career, I was in my junior year, and I basically started out the semester with an extra probably $3,000 after my tuition was paid. So I was able to get a tuition refund because my scholarships, grants, and federal aid exceeded my tuition balance. So at that point was when I really started to not pay for classes anymore. So that was about halfway through my college career, and that was honestly a blessing because, like I said previously, I was working up to 3 part-time jobs in college at a time, and some of them were late night shifts. So one of them I remember was at a karaoke bar, and I would work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, and it would be from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. And those nights were really bad because I still had the same course load. I would still take 17, 18 credits per semester, and I would still have the homework from my computer science classes and my labs and studying for exams. So it was honestly a lot of work to be able to balance my jobs with my classwork. So the fact that I was able to get my tuition fully paid for, as well as get a little extra to spend on food or anything that I would need for school was really helpful for me, because then I wouldn't be able to, or then I wouldn't have to take as many shifts as I had been before. And more of my time went into studying and trying harder for my classes and spending time with my friends.
So in my senior year, it was also about the same situation. I was able to get tuition refunds, and I was also able to spend more time looking for full-time jobs, because that was really why I went to college in the first place, right? So I definitely wanted to spend more time studying for interviews and preparing for career fairs. So for those of you who may also be interested in trying to apply for scholarships or starting to look into it, I would definitely say have one or two or three things that I would say are key points to your character, and keep those in your essays and make sure that they really show what kind of unique experiences that you've been through. So writing scholarship essays are really all about persuasive writing. So the main key points that you would have to hit are the three persuasive writing areas, and those are just ethos, pathos, and logos. When you're writing a scholarship essay, you're really just trying to persuade the reader why you're a good fit for their scholarship and why they should like you based on this one piece of writing that you're providing them. So you should basically add in a lot of pathos, because that is the thing that's going to get people emotionally hooked onto your story. You want to tell your story from an emotional perspective and tell them what kind of person you are through your writing. For example, if a topic is about failure and how you overcame something, then you shouldn't just write about an exam that you failed and talk about how that made you never want to fail an exam again, because anyone could really say that, and there's really no emotional attachment that the reader is taking on from your writing. So you can add something that's a lot more personal. For example, let's say if your dad used to play baseball and he ended up having to give up his dreams to immigrate to America to give you a better life, or if you're a first-generation college student, your parents are giving up their freedom financially to pay your way through school, even though they may not have the exact funds to do it. And then if you fail that exam, that's going to have a really hard hit to the person reading, because they know what this means to you. They know what your education means to you and what it means to your family. And if you write from a point of view where you're letting them down and you know it, and you have to improve because you know you can do better and this isn't your character, that failure means so much more than just, oh, I failed an exam and I just don't want to fail another exam, you know? So you really need to add in more story, and don't be afraid to get personal. These people are probably reading hundreds of essays over weeks of time. So if you really want to be memorable, you want to be the person that gives them that really hard hit, or like something that hits home for them, something that they can feel. And that's how you'll know that you're going to be able to get that scholarship. Another tip is making sure that you're able to get good recommendation letters. So I had probably 2 to 3 professors that I went to for recommendation letters for scholarships, and they were probably the most helpful, because these are people who are vouching for you. And this also goes back to episode 2 of this podcast that talks about mentorship, because you really need people who can vouch for you and advocate for you. And these recommenders are the ones who are going to do it for you in the scholarship context. So even if you write an awesome essay, they want to know what other people are thinking about you, whether it's a professor or a manager or someone that you worked with. They want to know what kind of person you are to them. So if you give them an awesome recommendation letter from someone that you truly worked well with, or a teacher that really knows you well and knows your work ethic, then that is already like the hammer in the coffin, because they already know you're a great person. They already know a little bit about your background. You made them feel something in your writing, and they already know that you're someone that they think deserve this scholarship. So that's really what it's all about. Now, the last thing that I'm going to add is the fact that scholarships can be taxed. So depending on your financial situation and depending on who you're dependent on for tax returns, you should really take a look at your 1098-T form and make sure that your scholarship taxes are all paid for and kept on track, because you don't want to get into any tax issues with your scholarships. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Even if it's a scholarship for $3,000, there may still be tax on top of that depending on your current family's financial situation, whether you're a dependent of someone, and your state, honestly. And with that, I'm going to close out this episode of Advice for Ambition. I hope you're able to learn a little bit about scholarships and how to write effective scholarships that will be able to help you pay for school, even in full, and even in a way where you're able to get paid to go to school. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys back here next Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in today, and you can expect a new episode of Advice for Ambition every Wednesday morning. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and don't forget to stay ambitious.